وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, the All Compassionate, the All Merciful, and may great peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad and his household. Assalamu alaikum, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the series of talks for humanity. This is Hamza Azizi talking with you about different characteristics of perfect human being mentioned in the last verses of chapter Furqan. Previously, we opened a new profile within the characteristics of perfect human being, and that was supported by a prerequisite point. In the last episode, we tried to elaborate that prerequisite point, an introductory point, which was about the capital, the investment, the startup capital of every human being. If you remember, we made an analogy talking about a trader, a businessman, who usually starts with a startup capital. He starts his business, and as soon as he loses his capital, he will not be able to continue the trade anymore, meaning that whatever we can say that it's his treasure. It's his primary support. So it's impossible for a trader to make the business, to do the business without having the startup capital. So in case that the person spends his capital without taking back anything in return, after his business, we can name him as a loser. We mentioned that that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Asr mentions that innal insana lafi khusr. Generally, all human beings are in loss. The human being is in loss. We mentioned that this verse and the content of this verse depends and relies on the fact that if human being with this startup capital that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to him as a present, and which is his life. The life is the most precious capital that we have. The life, time, and the capabilities, talents, capacities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala implanted within our soul. All of them are among our startup capital. So we have come to this world to use this capital to do our business. And our business is to collect in this world whatever good deed, good quality, good characters that will help us in our next life, in our eternal life. So in case that we spend our time, we lose our life without taking anything back in return, we definitely are a loser. We are losers. No matter we think that we are taking benefit out of this life or not. That's why we read that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. Shall we inform you about the biggest losers in regard to works? Who are the biggest losers? Allah continues, الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Those whose endeavors goes away in the life of the world, while they suppose that they are doing good, they're doing the best. It doesn't matter what they think. The reality is that they are losers because they have lost their life, they have lost their startup capital without giving anything, without taking anything in return. So that's literally is a loser. That was the fact that we explained and elaborated in the last episode. Now, we want to get back to the chapter Furqan and the point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on this prerequisite and introductory fact. Follow me. I will come back after a short break. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad ya muslimi sallu alayhi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad sallu alayhi ya mu'mini sallu alayhi. Welcome back, my dear audience, to this series of Talks for Humanity. This is Hamza Azizi. We talked about the startup capital that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to all of us. Our life, our talents, our capabilities, abilities. And we said that in case we do not take anything in return, we will be losers. Now, get back to this verse in chapter Furqan. One of the characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions among the descriptions, among the characteristics of Ibadur Rahman is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. When they come up vain talk, pass by nobly. It means they avoid vain talks. They do not intervene in such talks. They do not join such talks. And you know that talks here are a kind of symbol. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the characteristics of perfect human beings, Ibadur Rahman. He wants to emphasize that these people, they avoid losing their capital, losing their lifetime for nothing. That is the core point. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says one of their characteristics is that whenever they face vain talks, or let's say vain acts, vain parties, vain gatherings, whatever that is not useful, is not going to be beneficial for them. That is called laghv in Arabic language. Al-laghv means whatever that is not useful, beneficial, is not going to add anything to your knowledge, to your capabilities, is not going to add anything to your capital. As a matter of fact, it is reducing your capital without having any advantage out of that. So that is laghv. One of the characteristics of Ibadur Rahman is they avoid such circumstances. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in chapter Mu'minun, verse 3, says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرَضُونَ. Believers, the true believers, are the ones who avoid vain talks. This is also a kind of emphasis. Another verse also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, chapter Qasas, verse 55. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ. One of the characteristics of the true believers is that when they hear vain talk, they avoid it. So you see, very interestingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is the characteristic of Ibadur Rahman. And that sounds quite logic because, as I said in introductory fact, that when they want to keep their and protect their capital, startup capital, they have to do so. They have to take care of their time, of their life, of their capabilities, because every second that we are losing, we are losing our time. We are losing our capital. So we have to gain something in return. Otherwise, we will be losers. So we will elaborate more on that issue in the next episode, inshallah. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wished for.
the next will last forever. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. Oh God, please don't deprive me a blissful life eternally. One day all my deeds will be shown in front of you, and no one will be beside me. I'll be standing on my own. Blessing me with your mercy is all I'm hoping.